Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening. A rainy Thursday evening in Lansing. Rain today, tomorrow, but should be lightening up as the weekend approaches. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Andre Holgate. Thank you so much for joining us on today's program. What's on the mind of small businesses in Michigan? Quite a lot, including the creation of business courts. We'll find out exactly what that will entail. And I'll be joined by a man who will soon be floating in outer space. He is the number one passenger on the list of passengers set to go on the Virgin Galactic space trip. And now that the FAA has given its thumbs up, the mission is a go. He'll join me to tell us what he's in for. But first, as state lawmakers push to get their budget work completed by tomorrow, one budget that folks are keeping a close eye on is corrections. One of those folks is Todd Cook, the director of We Are the People, a statewide coalition of organizations that are particularly concerned about privatization of services. And when it comes to prisons, we're talking about the GEO Group. Todd joins me now with the latest on that budget work. Todd, thanks for coming on the program here on 1320 WILS.
I appreciate you having me on, Michael.
Now, is it fair to say that your group generally opposes privatizing public services and jobs?
Well, I think what we want to do is we want to make sure that the state government is run efficiently and run well. And in the case of the GEO Group, they had originally lost a contract under a previous administration for cost overruns. And more recently, we've seen them be kicked out of the state of Mississippi for what was called by a federal judge after an investigation there, a cesspool with sexual abuse of prisoners and known gang members being hired as guards. And then also in New Mexico, where they were subject to over $1 million fine for failing to staff adequately facilities there in New Mexico. So, You know, the coalition is keeping an eye on making sure that services are provided well for the taxpayers and efficiently, and certainly that the prison system as it's run now has been able to do that. And so,
the one thing though, Todd, is that the House and Senate conferees, they did remove language from the Department of Corrections budget that would have closed Michigan's Ionia Reformatory. But why would that necessarily have gone to the GEO Group if that had not happened?
Because currently the GEO Group, who has lost a contract under the Granholm administration for a facility in Baldwin, Michigan, which they still own and is still there, the language was clear that they were going to shut down Ionia. And the original language talked about contracting out for X number of prisoner beds with a third-party vendor. And at that point, although it wasn't exactly spelled out to be GEO Group would most likely be the only outside company who could compete. They have the facility here already built and have been looking for ways to get back into the market ever since they lost the contract a few years ago.
Look, the main issue, obviously, with our corrections budget is that it's over $2 billion. And it is the most expensive one of all the Great Lakes states. When you look at that, isn't privatizing, if not prisons, at least services, part of the answer?
Well, you have to go look at what the Michigan Auditor General said in his report about the GEO Group, and said that they didn't save taxpayers' money. In fact, they cost more, which is largely the case in a majority of incidents when we talk about privatization. Companies promise the moon and end up under-delivering as far as services and overcharging on costs. And it's been, proven here in Michigan to be the case. And certainly the quality of services is something that should also be taken into consideration.
I'm talking to Todd. I'm sorry about that, Todd. I'm talking to Todd Cook, the director of We Are the People. Now, I guess what I'm trying to understand is lawmakers say that they're looking to cut these budgets down, that they view privatizing, certainly of services at least, as one way to do it. What are you saying, that their motives are different than simply trying to save taxpayers' money?
I think there's obviously some lawmakers in the Capitol who are having ideology kind of guide them, and have groups such as ALEC, which is a kind of an extremist legislative exchange group. Because again, clearly if you look at the record, and this isn't something that put out by a group with a certain agenda. The Michigan Auditor General is somebody that everybody in state government relies on to deliver fair and kind of straightforward reports on oversight, and they found that this group before didn't meet up to the challenge of saving people money, in fact, cost people money, and their performance in other states would seem to indicate that they would open up taxpayers for lawsuits and different issues.
I see, Todd. Now, let's see, look, part of the issue with our prison system is the fact that it has grown. Hold on just a moment, Todd. We're just having a technical issue here. Wait,
sure.
Do you guys hear me in there? Hello, you guys hear? Can you hear me? Do you see Board Live? Are you, Andre, go ahead. Can you hear me now? Are we Board Live? That's a major mistake, brother. Are we Board Live now? We are Board Live now. You can go ahead and, okay. No, we're not on air. Or we are on air, finally. Okay, excellent. Hey, look, we are now on air. We were not on air initially on the program. I'm so sorry about that, but we are back now. Thank you for joining us. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. So I've been talking to Todd Cook. He's the director of We Are the People. Todd, unfortunately, apparently what we've been saying has not been broadcast. So let's just go back quickly. And if you could tell me, what we're talking about is the corrections budget. Now, this budget is something that's being discussed now as they're hoping to finish their budget talks by tomorrow. And if you could once again just give me a sense of your issue with the GEO Group's involvement and the decision of lawmakers to not close Michigan's Ionia Reformatory.
Sure. I mean, we are the people first kind of brought light to the issue with GEO Group back in February where we highlighted the fact that Representative Bumstead had received a donation from executives at the GEO Group, and then 9 days later put in legislation to allow for the privatization of a prison. And you know, our concern over GEO Group is the fact that they previously had a contract with the state of Michigan for a facility that they own in Baldwin. The Auditor General had issued a report at that time indicating cost overruns of millions of dollars, so they didn't save taxpayers' dollars. And more recently, there was a report put out by the Department of Justice, the U.S. Department of Justice, in regards to a facility they ran in the state of Mississippi, where they had cases of sexual abuse to the point of which investigators said, we've never had a case of extreme sexual abuse like this. And more recently after that, they had been fined by the state of New Mexico over $1 million for understaffing a facility there. So our concern is, number one, not saving taxpayers any money and providing a service that opens up taxpayers to lawsuits and, you know, puts in harm's way, possibly, staff that work at the facility.
Now, you know, supporters of privatizing in general, they do point out personnel costs. In fact, Michigan at this point has the, when it comes to the employees in the corrections department, is the sixth highest average prison system wages in the country. Now, is that not an issue, and isn't that something that, when it comes to privatizing, would certainly dramatically cut personnel costs?
Well, I think, you know, number one, the GEO Group has proven that they can't compete with the public sector workers. As much as some people with the ideology want to point out costs, the reality of it is they didn't do it before. There's no proof that they would be able to do it again. And the other thing is I think people have to understand that when it comes to our corrections officers and other support staff that work inside the prison system, you know, these are highly trained people who work in very stressful and many times dangerous situations. And so, you know, I think the idea that we're going to pick on these people for the pay they're going to get for the work that they do is not right.
Just about a minute left, Todd. Now, do you think that ultimately privatizing either of services or prisons, as we see the trend across the country, do you think it is, over the long run, something that will be happening here in Michigan?
You know, I think there will be people who have that ideology at the state capitol who are going to try and push it. But our coalition and from across the state are going to highlight the fact that many times the promises made by the private sector just don't measure up when it comes to providing public services and in terms of quality and cost. So, we just want to make sure people understand all of the facts and have all the facts handy when they talk to their lawmakers about what's really going on in terms of issues like this.
And in terms of the lawmakers and their motives, they say their motive is, of course, to save taxpayer money. Is there any evidence to point to another motive other than that?
Well, you know, back in February, we highlighted the fact that Representative Bumstead had received a campaign contribution from GEO Group executives, and then just 9 days later had introduced prison privatization legislation. And so I'll just, you know, those are the facts, and I'll let people draw their own conclusions, and they can talk to Representative Bumstead on the timing of all that.
Todd Cook, the director of We Are the People. Todd, thank you so much for joining us. Hope to have you again soon.
I appreciate it, Michael. Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to talk about what's been steadily the most popular article on the Wall Street Journal today. It's a little uncomfortable to talk about on the radio, but it's even more uncomfortable to talk about in private. You'll find out what it is next. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.